Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by Ivy Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with Ivy Cool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to welcome in Steve Dowt. He is a retired staff sergeant in the Air Force, a Paralympic athlete, a member of the 2024 U.S. Karen's Cup team. He is a above-knee double amputee, which resulted from a motorcycle accident about 30 years ago. And I'm sure we'll get into that a little bit, Steve, but it's a pleasure to have you on Sports Interview. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So have you always been an athlete, Steve?
I would say yes. Probably just your normal, typical athletic guy in high school. However, my military career that I chose, you really had to be pretty much a college to professional level athletic type ability to do that particular job. So I would say yes. And then once I got medically retired, I just pursued the world of adaptive athletics.
And did you pursue golf in that adaptive community right off the bat, or?
Did not. I pursued wheelchair basketball, sitting volleyball with the United States team. Golf was pretty much something that was just introduced to me, probably 5 years ago. And I really wasn't a golfer, but I retired from just about everything and was looking for something just to take up that time.
So you've only been playing golf for 5 years?
Yeah, 5 years, really.
That's amazing. Do you, well, you've obviously are a very excellent athlete. So how do you compare golf to all the other sports that you've competed in through the years?
Golf is unique in the fact that it's one of the only sports where the individual controls your own destiny. I mean, you're not relying on teammates to perform, coaches necessarily to perform. It's all on you. And what I like about it is it's so technical and it's so challenging that every day, every shot can be different.
Absolutely. And it's mentally as challenging as physically, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I would say more so than just about any other sport, because the second you start having doubt and negativity, there goes your swing.
So how, you must have gotten into it pretty easily, but not easily, but maybe quickly, because 5 years in the whole scheme of things as a golfer is not a very long time. It takes most people years and years and years to get to the point where they feel good about playing the game.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to get into some veterans-only clinics through a program called PGA Hope. And I just really took advantage of the instruction. I was naturally athletic, and the hand-eye coordination was there. It was, for me, really just learning the game and, you know, perfecting the swing and the techniques needed to do that. It's really hard for me because I lose a certain percentage of my game every year over the winter. There's just really no way, you know, for me to pull the verticat in the snow and in the cold temperatures just to go hit inside someplace.
Right. I mean, you live in Indiana, right? So that's why your golf season is limited, but you mentioned the verticat, and I'm sure if you could play in the snow, the verticat would get you up and down the terrain, even in the snow. But talk a little bit about the verticat and the impact that this mobility rider for all terrain for paralyzed and challenged walkers has had on you as an athlete?
I would think, first and foremost, it's state of the art. It is the top piece of equipment from a manufacturer and a technological standpoint that's out there right now. It's the most versatile, the most adaptable, adjustable vehicle that's, in use today. And I think that it's going to do a world of different things for a lot of different people once they get exposed to that type of machine.
Well, I know the VertiCat has a unique ability to elevate golfers into a standing position. How much of a impact does that have on you as a golfer?
Well, I mean, I would say anytime that a disabled athlete or golfer, who does have the mobility or the standing challenges, the more upright you can become, the better your swing, the greater the distance, et cetera. But it's very challenging, especially to somebody like myself. Not only do I have to adjust the seat height, I also have to position the cart. And I also have to manage my artificial knees as well, because they're all moving and functioning and part of the swing every time, and it can be challenging.
So how long did it take you to get used to the VertiCat?
It didn't take really that long. What you run into, and this is common with a lot of other adaptive athletes as far as their own equipment, there's an adjustability, growing pains with it, because it is so customizable, right off the floor. You have to, to work out some of the kinks, so to speak, with every individual that uses it. Somebody that's 5'11 is not going to have the same setup as me, who's 6'3". And so, that takes time. That takes going out in it a few times, going to the driving range, getting it basically fine-tuned. It's an excellent machine right off, the floor, so to speak. But it's like a lot of things in the adaptive world. It needs to be set up uniquely for the individual.
Right. It takes a little bit of time to set it up. The beauty of it is it's flexible enough where you can adjust it to your needs. And again, getting back to the fact that it elevates golfers into a standing position, that facilitates a more natural swing. So I'm sure you feel the difference, right?
You really do, especially for somebody like myself, being so tall. The more upright I can get just takes a lot of other things out of play. If I were to sit lower in a stance, then I have an issue of possibly swinging across my knees and hitting my legs, and all kinds of bad things can happen with that. So, getting in an actual golf position and getting that position the same every time, that's the challenge.
We're talking to adaptive golfer Steve Dowd. And for people, Steve, who do not know much about the adaptive world, can you kind of describe what it is like to be an adaptive golfer in terms of the opportunities out there to train and compete?
Sure. It's definitely a growing sport. I've been involved with it now for several years, and even in that short time, I've seen it grow tremendously. There are opportunities not only for training through various organizations and companies throughout the country, there are now adaptive tournaments almost in every geographic area of the United States. We struggle a little bit, obviously, in the Midwest with weather. But we also have a lot of tournaments once the season kicks off.
That's awesome. So you have these opportunities to c compete. You're a competitive athlete. You love this. I can imagine you love the competition aspect of it. And coming up in July, you have the Karen's Cup. Talk a little bit about that because that's exciting. It's kind of like a Ryder Cup format.
Absolutely. It really is our adaptive golf's rider style event. We will have almost all, if not all, disability categories represented at the tournament, and I'll be representing the seated division up there, using the Verticat. For me, I've always been all about Team USA. I mean, I've got red, white, and blue running through my veins, from my military days to my Paralympic days, and now, joining Team USA and the Karen's Cup. I mean, that's me. I would much rather watch an international sporting event on TV than anything, local. So
What's your
I'm
average score, Steve, when you play in these competitions? What do you normally shoot?
Most golfers play the tee box or yardages that are, equivalent to, let's say, their age, which may or may not necessarily be where they should be playing. Adaptive golfers, such as myself, that use a seated device like the Verticat, we always play the shortest yardage possible on the course. So that can vary anywhere from 4,600 yards to almost 5,200 yards. It just depends on what tournament you're at. So scores are somewhat relative to that, but I would say that most seated golfers in the area of 4,800 to 5,000 yards are shooting low 80s.
That's incredible. Really impressive. Really, no matter what the distance is, I mean, that is just those are great scores if you're averaging in the low 80s. So, do you think your military career maybe has a lot to do with why you've become such a good player in such a relatively short period of time? I mean, as far as maybe your training and being so strong mentally.
I think that does have a lot to do with it. Probably more the physical aspect than the mental aspect. Just, always being in good shape and maintaining my health, allows me to go out and continue to do these kinds of things and perform at, these higher levels. The mental aspect is also important. I mean, coming off of a military career and then going into other athletics that require, the time, the dedication, and the mindset, to perform at a very high level. It's all relative in really everything that I do.
I'm sure it helps, right? Because again, you have to be so mentally strong to score well in golf and to enjoy it. So you must have a passion for golf, right? After all these years.
I think I have a passion to be active and to get outside. And, golf is just a way for me to meet other people, socialize, exercise, and yet still, have a little bit of a competitive nature to it as well. And for me at this point in my life, I'm just as interested in introducing the Verticat and adaptive golf to new players as I am using it myself.
Well, exactly. I think it's a matter of perhaps educating others about all the innovative technology in that Verticat. From what I can see, it seems to be like the Hummer of all vehicles for adaptive golfers. So I'm excited when I see people maneuver it and use it and, going down slopes and in bunkers and anything else you'd love to say about the Verticat to educate my audience about what this vehicle actually, how this vehicle helps people like you pursue your passion of golf.
Well, I think first and foremost, what I would say is that it is an adaptive mobility device that can be used for a lot of things. You know, we've had experiences in the past with somebody being able to just stand upright for the first time and look their future brides in the eyes at the altar. And, you know, that, you know, for us as a foundation and Verticat users, that's almost, you know, as important as it is for the first time that an athlete goes out and stands up and shoots archery or swings a golf club or throws a frisbee on a frisbee golf course. You know, there's just, you know, the uses are endless for it. And I think that's what I see more so with the Verticat than I do other mobility devices, is that it's the versatility of that machine is it's unmatched by anything that's out there.
Steve Dowd, thank you so much. It's great to catch up with you. All the best in the upcoming Karen's Cup, and have fun with that VertiCat. Can't wait to
Absolutely.
hear how you do with it this summer.
Great. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to the Karen's Cup as well. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by IbeCool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with IbeCool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IbeKul.com.